With right before we start the third chabura, let's just look at this Gemara and Megillah very, very quickly, just a little context. So the Gemara Megillah famously says in Megillah Dav Zayin Amar Aleph, the Gemara says, Tanya Blazer Omer Esther Ruach HaKodesh Nemra. The Gemara says that the book of Esther is written in Ruach HaKodesh, and the Gemara brings a couple different opinions of the source for that inyan, that Esther was written in Ruach HaKodesh. And there are things which could only have been known with Ruach HaKodesh. For example, Vayomer Haman Belibo is the opinion of Reb Lazar. How could anybody without Ruach HaKodesh know what Haman was feeling in his heart? Or the opinion of Rabbi Akiva is Vatihi Esther Noses Chen Be'enei Kol Ro'eha, that Esther found favor in the eyes of everybody who saw her. How could any Stam mortal writer know that everybody who saw Esther viewed her favorably? Reb Meir Omer Esther Ruach HaKodesh Nemar Shenemar V'yodeha Davar L'Mordechai, that this thing became known to Mordechai. How did it know what Mordechai knew? Reb Yosef Ben Dormaskis Omer Esther Ruach HaKodesh Nemar Shenemar V'biza Lo Shalchu Es Yadam, right, that Klal Yisrael didn't put their hands on any of the spoils of the battle, the war, when they overcame their enemies on Yud Gimel Adar. Now, good known the secret that that nobody touched anything. Shmuel, Amar Shmuel, Yehavi Hasam, Hava Amina, Milsa, Difa Mikulush, and Amar, Kimu Vikiblu, Kimu Lamala, Masha Kiblu Lamata. The Medrash said, the Gemara says, that Shmuel's opinion was the proof for the fact that Esther was said in Ruach HaKodesh was Kimu Vikiblu, Kimu Lamala, Masha Kiblu Lamata. Namely, that it was accepted above in Shemayim, and based in Shalmala, what was accepted below. It became established above what was accepted below. And that's a makor for Esther Baruch HaKodesh Nemra. So now let's jump back in. If we remember, we had the second Tosfos in the Gemara and Shabbos asked, was wondering, L'chora, that Gemara and Shabbos brought the same pasuk of Kimu V'Kiblu, to teach us that Hadar Kiblu Abi Me'a Chashveros, the Klai Yisrael Makabal the Torah once again in the days of Mordechai and Esther, in the days of the Megillah. So the Gemara and Tosfos wondered. Tosfos and Shabbos wonders, how could it be that this pasuk is used for the concept of Esther Baruch HaKodesh Nemar and the concept of Klal Yisrael were Makabo the Torah once again? So says Kedusha Slave, Yatan Varel Kedusha Tesa Shnia Mashak Shul Dlam Du Chazal Da Adar Kiblu Mei Chashverosh Mikim Vekiblu Vemegil Amdu Mikim Vekiblu Das Ruch HaKadosh Nemra, says Kedusha Slave, Vanir Daha Baha Talia. It's the same Inyan, that Inyan of Kabbalah Satorah, now that Esther, that Megillah Esther said Ruch HaKodesh. They're Haba Talia. They're interdependent, interconnected. Why? Dinei Tzrichin Lahavim, because we have to understand. The Rashi appears that they're Kiblu Mei Chashverosh. Beautiful, very famous Rashi in many, 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 many Sfarim and Purim. You'll see Sifri Machshava B'Marich on these two words of Rashi. That why we're calling Yisrael Mekabel the Torah? Why? Says Rashi, two words, Me'ahava Sanes. Rashi is the lashon of the Gemara and Shabbos, because of our love of the miracle. Says Rashi. Says the Kedusha Levi. Why was this miracle so beloved to Klal Yisrael? The miracle of Kabbalah Satorah, the miracle of the Yeshua and Purim. Oh, because it's very, very different and special. Okay. Alright, so as we said last time, we haven't really gotten into Purim yet. Where we've spoken about the concept of Paskas U'Amasan, the concept of being Megala Torah through our body, the concept of the two components of Kabbalah Torah, in the times of clarity and in the times of darkness, and that big yisod in life and in Avodas Hashem. But now, let's begin to discuss the Yontif of Purim. Says the Rebbe of Nir Aviz Bar Kamar, Mizayatzer Rishon Hashem Chazal Maseches Megillah, Rabbi Yechanan Pasach Lahai Pischa, right? All those beautiful Gemaras in Megillah, Daf Yud Aleph, all of the psichasas, all of the introductory, all of the introductory ma'amarim from the different Tanaim and Amoraim of how they would open up their drasha, their shmuz on Purim. So Rabbi Yochanan would begin with the following pasuk: Ra'u kol avsi aretz es Yeshua Elokeinu. Right, it's a pasuk that we sing. Pasuk that we sing in Kabbalah Shabbos. Right, in pasuk Tehillim at Tzadiches. Says Rabbi Yochanan, by Ra'u kol avsi aretz Yeshua Elokeinu, that all of the avsi aretz, all of the lowlies of the land saw the salvation of God. Says Rabbi Yochanan, Eimasa Ra'u kol avsi aretz Yeshua Elokeinu, b'yemei Mordechai v'Esther, in the days of Mordechai and Esther, that's when all the avsi aretz saw the Yeshua Elokeinu. The Gamkan Kash, you have to ask on this Maimer of Rabbi Yochanan. Lama did Mordechai v'Esther Ra'u kol avsi aretz Yeshua Elokeinu? Well, he anisim yosim in Mordechai v'Esther, k'on k'yas yamsu, v'yitzias mitzrayim, v'shemesh v'yareach v'doim b'yemei Yoshua, sheve mikram oli namar al kemach al hakamas shemesh v'yareach v'zor yeh malei aguyim. This was the miracle that David HaMelech was singing about in Tehillim, that everybody saw this great salvation of God. That's what all of this fanfare is about. The Yeshua of Mordechai and Esther, bigger than Kriyas Yamsuf, bigger than Esther Marcos, bigger than Shemesh Begivon Dome in the days of Yoshua in the Kibush Haaretz. Those are grand, profound miracles.
My mind's all over the place. I gotta go finish it.
Beautiful. Says the Kiddush Levi, Amnam Nira, Ki Kfar Biarnu B'Jushe Chanukah. Ah, right, this famous Kiddush Levi in the Chanukah. Ki Eshnei Minei Nisim, and he says it over here again, that there's Tzvei Dinim in miracles. Yesh Nisim, Echad Nisim Nigalim, Echad Nisim Nistarim. There's revealed miracles and there's hidden miracles. Nisim Nigalim, Ukriyas Yamsu, Nisim Mitzrayim, Mishin Niglalim, Kol Nisim Niflayim, Mishin Nishtan Ativim. There's revealed miracles when God himself opens up the curtain of reality, as we saw, and says, Shalom Aleichem, here I am, I'm running this place. And I can do whatever I want, whenever I want, however I want. And I can bring frogs and blood and hail and pestilence. And I can split the seas. And I can and Kabbalah and Maamar Sinai and Kabbalah and Torah. And I can make the sun stop and the moon not come up whenever I want, however I want. Right? I can make military victories. And I can make Tchias HaMeisim. And I can make enemies downfall in an instant, right? Nisim Nigalim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals in an absolutely clear and pronounced way his rulership over all of reality. That's called a Nes Nigla. When it's clear to all that God runs everything. But then there's Yesh Nisim Nistar and Kamobi Meir Mordechai V'Esther, and this is one of the biggest Yisodos of Purim. Shelo Haya Shinui Hativim. Rakanesei Abateicha Hativim. If you were to look at the newspapers during the story of Purim, you would not see any massive, massive headlines of people's minds being blown. You would not see anybody be shocked in any one instant of Purim. There was no moment in the whole narrative of Purim in which God opened up the curtain of reality and said, I'm here running the place. Everything that was happening was besocha teva, was under the curtain, behind the curtain of history, behind the curtain of reality. Rakanesa b'techa tivim. V'amar adonenu moreinu rabbeinu agon b'tzina kadisha merei v'rabi doi berish zatzal, he quotes his rabbi, the Magid of Mizritch, zecher tzadik levracha, one of the most important small little varlach of all of Purim, that said the name of the Magid of Mizritch, I'm sure you've heard it before. Shelachei Nikris Esther, Shehaya Hanes Behester B'Teich Ativim. Megillas Esther is the book in which there's hiddenness. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hester, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Behester Panim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Behester Panim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden behind the curtains of reality. No revealed miracles. No, nothing mind-blowing. Nothing shocking. Right, Derech Agav, the Purim story, The Purim story happens over a 9-year period of time. The Vilna Gaon does a whole cheshbon in his parish in the Megillah. I mean, a 9-year period of time, meaning it's a very slow process, right? We read it in a few minutes. Faster minyanim, 15 minutes. Slower minyanim, 45 minutes, right? Maybe more, I don't know. We read it in a matter of minutes, and it's very exciting, and it's drama, and it's and you know, we're at the edge of our seat if we're really following on the story, right? But it was very slow, and it was very hidden. And this is Megillus Esther. It's the book of the hiddenness. Vehine, Haneis Asher u b'shinu tiviim kemo Esther Makos diyetzias Mitzrayim hativim nischalvu v'nishtanu v'haneis. Right, in the days of Pesach and the days of Shavuos, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kabbalas HaTorah, Sukkos, the miracles that happened in the desert, the Anani Akavod, nature stopped functioning in its normal order. But in the days of Mordechai, in the days of Megillah, nature didn't stop functioning. They were functioning sunrise, sunset, winter, spring, summer, fall, right? Everything functioning in normal. Empires functioning, power struggles, people coming to power, people being greedy for power, right? People enjoying themselves, people partying. Nature of man. The things which are in this world are called Eretz. The things which are above and beyond, the things which are out of this world, are represented by Shemayim. Kamama Chazal, Kerla Shemayim Mal Zeneshama, Ulash Mitachat Zeguf. Right, Shemayim is a reference, as a rem is to that which is above and beyond the world of Ruchnias. Eretz is a reference to the world of the guf, the world of the physical material. Bezeh Perush, now we can say Pshat in the Gemara Megillah. Ro kol afsi Eretz es Yeshua el Selokeinu. Afsi hu lashon hischazkus. Bezeh Perush, ro kol afsi Eretz hu hischazkus ativim vativim eima b'tek from the kumam v'lo nishtanu mikamos mikemos shayu. The world, Olam Hazeh Mamish, this physical material world, without anything changing, without anything being wow, mind-boggling, without a Kadosh Baruch Hu revealing himself and opening up the curtains of reality, even in that mode, we saw the Yeshua Selokeinu. Emasei Hayazeh, ki b'chol zman ezman shiyu anisim b'shinu ha-teva, kimo b'yitzis mitzrayim, b'lo hiyafse aretz. In the days of Yetzias Mitzrayim, in the days of Mamre Har Sinai, in the days of the Midbar, so really it was a Shemayim Dika reality. The Mon, the Bear Miriam, the Anani Akavod, and we're all beginning with the Eser Makos and Mamre Har Sinai, Kriyas Yamsuf. It was a Shemayim Dika reality. It wasn't Olam Hazeh functioning. Right, it wasn't functioning the normal, natural way of the world. It was totally above nature. It wasn't an aretz dika reality. Ki afsi aretz mora lashon chozik ativim. This pasuk that Rabbi Yochanan quoted is depicting afsi lashon chozik v'aretz mora ativim v'amr chazal zayeh b'mir Mordechai v'Esther zanis the purim she'abatoch ativim. That this is what? This is what's going on in the days of Mordechai and Esther, when the world was functioning in a totally, totally normal method, normal manner. And at that moment, we saw the Yeshua Selokeinu from an Avsearet perspective. The Enoch.
What's a
greater miracle? Is it a greater miracle when God stops the sun and causes there to be more time in order for Yeshua to win the battle? Is it a greater miracle when you have nothing on the outside seeming to be special, nothing seeming to change from the natural way, nevertheless, the profound Ratzon Hashem comes through. Says the Kedushas Levi, the big Yisod, that is, there is something much on a level much greater and much more beloved and much more dear when the miracle happens b'socha tivim, in within the confines of nature. Kiderach mashal, I'll give you a parable. The Melech Hashem Baberov Chaylasa Chaylavu Menatzeach Es Hamilchama Egoch Pela. What's more impressive? When are you more wowed by a king? When he takes his massive army and lines up at the battlefield with his cavalry and his archers and his infantry and his all the different battalions and units, and they charge the battlefield and they totally destroy the enemy army, which is, you know, far
Inferior
to their army. Or if the king goes out incognito, dressed up as a civil person, and he walks through the forest and he gets jumped, he gets robbed, somebody comes to assault him, and he's able to, all on his own, overcome these enemies. Where are you more impressed by the power of the king?
Second.
Gamdo Melech Shabai Lepatrin Shalovroin Gdulaso Veheyach Mesharta Vavdav Osin Ritzono Mavchiri Menu Boshim Mipanav Eko Gachidush Kosha Melech Biyar Yechidi Venenu Lubush Bulubushi Malchus Vechela Veinom Imo Mavchim Mavchim Mizbashim Menu Zenif Lagado. Right? When the king is in his throne room, when the king is in his castle, when the king is in his palace, surrounded by his guards, surrounded by his servants, surrounded by all of his royal levush and all of his different royal, you know, furniture, right? Yeah, so that's awesome, right? But what about if you get a glimpse of the king in street clothes, without all of his servants, without all of his royal, you know, fanfare, walking through the forest, walking on his own? There's something much more profound about seeing the king outside of the palace than seeing the king inside of the palace. All right, we have to marry Chanoz Mishalim, but let's go by it. Now, in any case, what's the Yisod? Kein Adavar Azeh. Kisha Kadosh Baruch Hu Mishana Tivim V'Nir Malchuso Asheru Osem Yishmei Shamayim V'Chol Tzvam Eino Kugach Pele Kimi Barim Yechol Shan Osem. Says it's not so mind-boggling to see how God totally goes above and beyond nature, makes a supernatural occurrence happen. That's not so incredible. It is incredible, but it doesn't shock us, because he created nature. He can do whatever he wants with it. Aval im osen nisim shebetivim machus of Esther, vafal pichin osen plaim kemovim memorcha of Esther, hu pele gadol, v'lachin gadol haneis kol kach ve'ene Yisrael at shekimlu ha-Torah. Right? What's he saying? Why is it a pele gadol? Why is it a pele gadol when you see the king in the field? Why is it a pele gadol when you see the king in street clothes? Right? I think the word is because it's so unexpected. Because we're wired, because we have a neshama and a guf, which generally most of the time are at odds with one another, we're wired to think there's a world of ruchnias and there's a world of gashmias. There's a world of spirituality and there's a world of physicality. Right? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is b'shamayim, and we're baretz, and the twain shall never meet. Right? That, you know, God, right? God is in heaven, right? And down here is the realm of man. Now we're a little bit, Baruch Hashem, trained. I'll even say, you know, or after Yud Tes Kislev.
right? There's a famous Maisa that's set over by Lubavitcher's Yitzchak Kislev maybe it was Rav Hillel Parcher, one of the great early Chassidim of the Baal Tanya. He would say on Yitzchak Kislev, he would say the pasuk Lashem HaYeshua Alam Chabir Chasech Hasela. And he would walk around all the Yitzchak Kislev saying Lashem HaYeshua, Lashem HaYeshua. What is Lashem HaYeshua? The pasuk out of Lashem HaYeshua means that our Yeshua is from Hashem. But he would say, Alder Chassidus, he would say, you know who is the real winner on the Yantiv Yitzchak Kislev? Hashem is the winner of the Yitzchak Kislev. Because you know who was really imprisoned up till the Yitzchak Kislev? Kaviyachal? You have to be real chassid to say something like this. But you know who was really imprisoned before Yitzchak Kislev? No, you're not chassidish enough to Hashem. Say it? Hashem was imprisoned. What does that mean? It means that before the Baal Shem Tov and before the Baal Atanya and his Chaver Tov, his Chavrusa, Kedusha Slavi, we're talking about the exact same, they're saying that they're living the same Torah, it's coming from the exact same place. Before the Baal Shem Tov, before the Tzadikim, what does it mean? What does it mean Hashem was in prison? It means, maybe I have to whisper a little bit, it means, or maybe not, Dafka not, but you have to screw it up. It means, who's living with Hashem? Who's seeing God in their lives? Even the Talmidei Chachamim, even the Gedolim, even the Poskim, are they living with Hashem? Are they seeing Hashem in the field? Are they seeing Hashem in their daily life? Right? The Baal Shem Tov came to this world and taught us, live with Hashem. Realize that Maloch Hol Haaretz Kivodo. Realize that there's no moment devoid of an intimate connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Realize that you're never alone. God is not above and beyond. God is wherever you let Him in. Before the world of Hasidus, before the Baal Shem Tov, right, the Hamon Am weren't living with God. God, He was out there somewhere, you know, up in the clouds, right, running the world from a distance, you know, with His remote control, right? Of course everybody believed in God, but live with God, see God, recognize God. The Yom Tov of Yitzchak Kislev, Hashem Yeshua, Hashem has come out of prison with the Sefer HaTanya, with the Torah of the Baal, with the Torah of the Baal HaTanya, and the Torah of the Yerushalayim, the Torah of all the Talmidim of the Maggid of Mizrach, the Torah of all the Talmidim of Baal Shem Tov, the whole world of Chassidus is coming to say, you don't need to climb up to a mountaintop to get to God. He came out of prison. He's down here with us. He's here in this world. The Simcha of Purim, the Nes of Purim, right? Up till that point, where do you encounter God? A Mamad Har Sinai experience. A Kriyas Yamsuf experience. Out of this world, Mamish. Out of this world. Where was the encounter with God? Out of this world. Right? Nisim. Eser Malkus, right? Out of this world. The Yeshua of Purim was Besoch HaTivim. That God came down to Shushan Abira. That God came down into this story of Purim and is running things without the wow, without the what we call miraculous, without what we call the mind-boggling, you know, light shows of history, the normal, the regular, the boring, the mundane. The whole Simcha of Purim is that Hashem is there too. So why were we mekabel the Torah in the days of Mordechai and Esther? Out of a great love. But hold your seatbelt, buckle your seatbelt. Let's explain one more thing. Beautiful word. Why is it called Megillas Esther? Because the world, it was a Hester reality. Could you see God? Could you see God the way that people were normally had been used to seeing God in previous Doros? Could you? No! He didn't open up the curtains of reality. He was hidden behind the trees, behind the kings, behind the parties, behind the banquets, behind the normal news cycle. Nothing out of the ordinary going on. But what do we read on Purim? Megillas Esther, ki b'dvar mativi malchuso Esther, because the reality was a hidden reality, God's presence in this world was hidden. But what do we read? Amnam kasher Hashem isbarach osin nisin flows b'teich ativim. But when God is making miracles happen in that reality, in the natural, normal, mundane reality, umar elein kol ki advarim ativim chibasol amo beis Yisrael. But he's showing us in that reality, I'm still here. Yes, it's not going to be blow your mind. It's not going to be rock your world. It's not going to be 10 plagues. It's not going to be supernatural. It's going to be just natural, normal, regular. But guess what? I'm still totally here. I'm still totally there. Do you see it the same way? No. Am I totally here? Yes, absolutely. That's a massive chiddush. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu's interaction with us was hidden, and what was going on at that moment was that our enemies were trying, unfortunately, to spill Jewish blood, to annihilate and massacre the Jewish people. And he was totally hidden in this natural story. Even now, without miracles, without light shows, without fanfare, without awesome, mind-blowing, rocky world type of events, I still got your back. I'm still looking out for you. I'm still protecting you. I'm still taking care of you. That even in the normal world, even in the world of regular, even in the world of nature, I'm able to protect you, I'm able to defend you. Even if you don't see me, I'm going into hiding, but I'm still totally there, and I can protect you, and I can care for you, and I can love you. And at that moment when Haman and his 10 sons were hung in the gallows, and it seemed like, what did it seem like? Rabbi said, why was Haman hung? What?
He messed up.
He was hung because he messed up, because Ahasuerus caught him falling on Esther's bed. And it looked like he was trying to steal the queen. Right? And the king got very upset at him on a socio-political level. Because he was a king who was very nervous for his kingdom. But he also happened to be the enemy number one of Klal Yisrael. And he and his 10 sons got hung. But it all happened in a very natural flow. In a dramatic, normative storybook fashion. There's no one moment where in Megillas Esther that you can point to and say, whoa! I can't believe that just happened. Right? There's no one moment like that. Eric, I was a person who suffered. The person who suffered from a shtickle of insomnia. He couldn't sleep very well. And what do you do when you can't sleep very well? You open up a book. Ah, what does it say in the book? Oh, Mordechai saved me. Oh, Mordechai saved me. Did we ever honor Mordechai? No, we never honor Mordechai. Let's honor Mordechai. Haman, how should we honor Mordechai? Oh, we should run him through the streets. We should run him through the streets. Haman is dejected, right? Haman's totally broken, right? His whole morale, and everything is just a story, a natural flow. Olam HaTeva. But the whole Chiddush is Shazam HaPalei B'Techativ and Yizgala Shagam B'Techativ HaYishem Achuz B'Techativ HaMachuz HaYibaster Achshav Yizgala Malchuz B'Techativ HaFilu B'Techativ V'Zeh Shei Megillah Kloymar Shenizgala Masa Ma'ashaya Ad Kan Mechuse. One of the most beautiful parts of all of Purim, this is what you should sing about nonstop of Purim, it's the day of Megillas Esther, the day of the Gilui, the revelation of that which is hidden. Megillas Esther. That's the greatest word of Purim. We celebrate the celebration of Purim, the celebration of Megillas Esther. Not Megillas Dam Tzvadei Akinim, not Megillas Kriyas Yamsuf, not Megillas Mamad Har Sinai and Revelation of God. No. Megillas Esther. Megillas, that which is totally hidden. You know, that cold that we get once in a while. And, you know, the stomachache. And, you know, the stock market going up and down. And, you know, I missed my flight. And I didn't get into the school I wanted to get into. And, you know, life as normal. The day in, the day out. When I'm not really seeing this grand, wow, revelation of God in my life. The world of Esther. Megillas Esther is coming to teach us that there too is a Kadosh Baruch Hu as strong and as real and as pronounced and as dedicated to us as much as he was in Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Mamad Har Sinai. Hadar kiblamea aleam bimei chasveros b'yashashi me'ahavas anes. And therefore, why does Rashi say that we loved the miracle of Purim? We loved the miracle that happened in Shushan. We loved the miracle in the days of Mordechai and Esther. Halitzis Mitzrayim, ayah nes yoser gedola, right? Isn't the miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf, of Yetzias Mitzrayim, a lot more awesome, right? So for a kid, yes, right? It's got a lot more, you know, special effects, and it's got a lot more like, blood, yeah, and it's got a lot more like,
flair,
yeah, and it's much cooler, and it's much more exciting, and it's much more like, yeah, whoa, right? And like, you might as well get up and cheer and sing, and then a chanami, right? Don't get me wrong. We're in a month later, we're going to have the Yom Tov of Pesach, and we're going to do that. And we're going to celebrate that too. But there's something about Purim that it's so quiet. It's Hashem is so quiet, Hashem is hidden. Right? Ask the Rebbe, why do we love the Nes of Purim? But it's so pashut now. Now we get back to the first episode that we said. Why do we need to do Hakar for the Marki Gigas? We already said Nasa the Nishma. Because I'm the Nasa the Nishma, and basically, he's going to follow his thesis with Trim Chris Yamso. The Gamma Parnasa, Shalamaya Benestanu Abeir, Aman, Manana Kavod. Right? The Nasa the Nishma came as a result of a reality of our minds were blown. We were so amazed. Of course we're going to say Nasa Nishma. This is awesome. This is especially the most incredible light show and the greatest miracles of all time. We're in. Of course we're saying Nasa Nishma. So why did Kadosh Baruch Hu need to go down and put that har over our head? Karkigigis. Afilu achash yisnahagua oilam b'teva. Because once upon a time there's going to be a reality where it's going to be regular. And it might even get hard. And there might be galus. And it might be a little bit painful even. And that feeling that you had in Asa Nishma is not going to be on your fingertips anymore. You're not going to be feeling that awesome anymore. Yikablas o machusu aleim ol terasu mitzvosav u'ma'aminim shekol ativim mikatan v'agadol ha'kol v'ashgachos nizbaruch shemo kemo shekasavnu la'el. That we made a dedication that even when it gets hard, we're going to realize that Hashem is there. V'lachin amar, and therefore the hemshech of the Gemara in Shabbos is Hadar kiblu b'yemei achashverosh. When was the first? This is awesome, right? If you're a little bit of Talmud of Jewish history, which if you're not, then your Avodas Hashem has a serious flaw. If you're a little bit of a Talmud of Jewish history, then you could ask the question, when was the first time in Jewish history that we stopped seeing God on that level? On the level of the miraculous, on the level of the blow your mind, rock your world. When was the first time? B'yemei Achashverosh, in the days of Purim, Shiroza b'chush ma'palas Haman ha'rasha shafilu b'teich ha'teva ma'chuso b'chol m'shala. Right? Meaning, what were the miracles that were happening up till those days? Mishnah Pirkei Avos. 10 miracles that happened in the Beis HaMikdash every single day. That was all in, only in? In Bayis Rishon. In Bayis Rishon, you would come here to Yerushalayim and you would see unbelievable miracles every single day. And what else was there during Bayis Rishon? Prophecy. There was revealed prophecy. Prophecy is supernatural. Right? And not only that, what did Chazal say? That during that time, like everybody was prophets. Everybody was prophets. Like we have, you know, we have the nevuahs of Shmuel HaNavi and the nevuahs of the Shoftim and the nevuahs of David HaMelech and Nasar HaNavi, right? We have the nevuahs of like the Gedolei Hador who are giving nevuahs for Klal Yisrael for Ladoros, right? But everybody was a Navi, right? And the fire would come down from Shemayim and the Mizbeach and all the nisim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. It was a miraculous reality for all of those years, right? We chashben last night, right? 1,000 years, right? 1,000 year period from Yetzias Mitzrayim until Galus Bavel, which transitioned into Galus Paros U'Madai.
Why by Pesach? I mean, I also took the Abba.
Because it was like, duh. It was like no duh. It was like this is awesome. It's like. Like we have also, yeah? Like, have you ever been so incredibly, you know, inspired by like a geshmak a nigun, a geshmak a Shabbos, a geshmak a shir? Like it's just so pushit. Like, who wouldn't jump on board? Nasa v'nishma. But it's not coming from a place of ahava. What's it coming from? It's coming from, like, being wow. I mean, inspired, right? Inspiration and ahava not the same thing, right? Ahava is I'm connected. I want to give. I want to love. I want to be dedicated to. I want to have a relationship, right?
Like intoxicated.
That's right. Where your mom is drunk with. Where your mom is drunk with the giluyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? As we say, onus. It was pasha onus. It was onus. The hanhagos of Nizgal of Rozad Dabar Benesvi Me Mordechai Vester Shabor Baruch Hu Malchuso B'chol Mishala. But now, for the first time at Purim, it was the first time that that hard kegigas reality of acceptance when it's tough needed to be actualized. The Nasav Anishma reality lasted until the days of Galus Bavel, the day which turns into Galus Pari Paros of Madai. That was all the Nasav Anishma reality because it was so awesome, nonstop. All right, and a Hanami, obviously, have a massive kasha of all of the Nevi'im and all of the unfortunate mistakes the Klai Yisrael were making during that time. Hey, Chitesa, how's it Shaykh? You know, you look at Seir Shoftim, you know, Avodah Zarah after Avodah Zarah, and look at the Malachim, right? The split of the kingdom and Malchus Yisrael, like, how? If they were on this Madrega, how? Right, so obviously every door has its Yetzer Haras that are Shaykh for that door. But be it as it may, this was the first time that it was a metzias of, and as we learned in the piece that many have this yisod, but we learned it from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal in the sefer, the biggest yisod of Zelu Mazas Elokim, that the miracles and the prophecy that come have a Zelu Mazeh. They have a negative flip side, right? They have a negative, right? That's why Avodah Zarah during that time was so potent. There was such a big Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah during that time because it also had that like wow effect. Avodah Zarah had that wow effect during those doors. But now, it was the world of the regular. The world of the regular. There was no wows. It was gullus. It was hidden. There was no miracles. But it was in this reality that we tapped into the Har Kegigas Kabbalah Zatorah of those moments when we're not on fire, we're not full of passion and excitement and Islamless. We saw that when world is functioning in its natural course, who's there running things? And I'll need to go to Baiter. You have to be finished?
Soon, yeah.
Two more short paragraphs? And now I'll explain to you. Now I'll explain to you why Chazal say, Kibu v'kibu, kimu mashu kibu kfar. What does it mean that kimu mashu kibu kfar, that they were mekayim, that they actualized that which they already accepted? Hainu shal yidei mitzvah kriyas ha-megillah, shekaru b'shana rishayinah ha-megillah, zachu shekibu ha-torah. That at that moment when they did the enactments, the gzeres, the takanos of Purim, of Kriyas HaMegillah, through that they were zochet the Kabbalas HaTorah. Kimu v'kibla Yehudim lios osim eshnei hayam ma'ila v'im kimu v'kibla hu al Kabbalas HaTorah im kein heach shech lios osim ela shal yidei Kriyas HaMegillah v'asiyas HaMitzos Purim kibla HaTorah me'ahava. It was dafka through the kiyum of the mitzvos of Purim that was what came about, what brought about this Kabbalah Satorah. Why is it kimu v'kibbul? It's backwards. It should be kibbul v'kibbul. First you accept, and then you're mekayim. No, says that's the kash of the Marisha. But he says now it's beautiful. That's second year when they did the Antiv of Purim, and they were. We're Mekayim, the mitzvah of Purim, through Kriyas HaMegillah. And then after the Kriyas HaMegillah, the Shana Rishona, then they were Mekabel the Torah. Ki Sugulas Kriyasa, she is Dach Vativim. The Kevin, she is Dach Vativim. Who Agash, she is Kibbul Asa Torah, Me'ava Kemosha Kasa Avnu. It was Dach through the experience of Megillas Esther. Through reliving the Purim story, reading the Megillah. What is reading the Megillah? Reading the Megillah means looking back on the story that happened over a 9-year period. Looking back over the story and seeing. Well, there's two ways of looking at it. To look at it as like a nice story, like you'll find in many university classes, right? The drama and the literary study of the character development in the scroll of Esther, in the writings of the Bible. I'm sure you can find a class like that in universities, right? Right? But that's not what we do. We do the Avoda of Megillas Esther. We're not doing a literary character analysis. We're doing the Avoda of Megillas Esther, of revealing and uncovering that which is hidden, of going through the story and seeing and broadcasting to the Ganze Welt, to the whole world, that there's a God in this world. And when it all seems regular, and when it seems like you're just reading a story, when it seems like it's just a regular plot and a regular narrative, a historical flow of events, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is under the surface and he's making everything happen, and he's there as much as he was at Har Sinai and Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yam Suf. That's called Mizdachu Ativi. We are purifying, we're clarifying this natural reality, because we're revealing that there's a God there too. Became in Shurah Hashem B'schus Kriyas HaMegillah Mekayim Zad Torah Lachin Kavu Anshik Nes HaGadol L'Kriyas HaMegillah B'chol Shana B'shana Chok V'lo Yavor. Therefore the Anshik Nes HaGadol are talking, we have to read the Megillah every year because it has this koyach. The reading of the Megillah gives us the ability to have this glimpse into reality that we never had before. This Megillah Esther type of perspective. Lachin Kivu, therefore they were Mekayim first. They're Mekayim Kriyas HaMegillah. Oh, and what's their Mekayim Kriyas HaMegillah? And they're in this Daki Chlitivim, they purified reality, and now they see. We don't need God to anymore pull open the curtains of reality. You know why? Because we can realize Him as profoundly, as emotionally, as passionately, even when the curtains are still closed. V'kevin shiro, koach ha-kriyas ha-megillah she-mekablin ha-torah al-yidei kriyasa kibbul yos ha-kriya chok v'lo yavor. They're mekablin the union of kriyas ha-megillah forever because they realize it's koach, what we can do through the avoid of kriyas ha-megillah. V'chemash v'rashi v'megillah v'tzachas megillah she-v'tchila shana rishona karus ha-megillah u'b'shana shnia kavua l'dairis. Rashi says first they read the megillah and then they were koveya it. Only after that first year, when they read it, then they were koveya it. It was supposed to be a one-year anniversary celebration. But then Chazal realized, no, we can't just do a one-year anniversary celebration. This needs to be something, a staple in Klal Yisrael. Because this is what gives us this perspective on reality for the rest of time. In this Golus reality, in this Hester reality. And we need to do the Avodah of Kriyas HaMegillah every year forever. And why Dafka through the Megillah itself and not through Baba Kama or not through Sefer Habakkuk or not through any other part of Torah? And Meretz Hashem to be continued in the Hemshech of the Maimer.
What do you think about in the beginning?